Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you had a handful of power play opportunities there early in that first period last night, and I got to be honest with you, that power play certainly passes the eye test. It looks good, but it's a results-based game, and you guys were only able to get the one late there in that period. Is there anything, for lack of a better term, wrong, where you're just not getting the results?
Well, I mean, obviously it all depends on what day you talk to me and what game we're playing, but I mean, last night I thought was, again, like I said last night, I thought we had good puck movement, we had good looks, we had 10 shots on net on the power play, and we got a goal. You know, you get a goal a game on the power play, you're going to get 34 during the year, and that's going to be a pretty high percentage. So I don't necessarily look at, you know, what our percentage is. If we get one, I mean, that's huge. Obviously, if we would have got a second one, we probably would have won the game, but no, I mean, you know, credit to them. I mean, they pack it in tight. It was hard to get pucks through. I mean, they stated there was a lot of sacrifice on their part. So I think that has to be attributed to Bowling Green as well.
That diagonal pass, both low to high and high to low to the back door, is such a big part of your power play. Do teams defend that differently?
Well,
depending on who they are.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's got their own little their nuances as far as how they want to penalty kill and how they want to pressure and when they want to pressure and where they want to pressure. So everybody has their own little. Like I said, their own little nuances, and you know, so obviously we got to figure things out as the game progresses.
If that play is successful, why is it so successful?
Well, I mean, I just think again, you have a little, you have a split second of freedom, you have a split second to make a play a little bit, and what you want to do is you want to catch teams while they're rotating a little bit. So if they get extended a little bit, you're going to be able to obviously, you know, go horizontally, and if they don't get extended, you should be able to go vertically. So it just you guys got to pass to the open person. You just have to pass to the open man, and then just connect the dots. That's the biggest thing. If you just connect the dots and make the play to the person who's open, eventually you hope that you can break something.
What were the breakdowns yesterday in that early second period and late second period goal against?
Well, I mean, we had our slot coverage. They throw a lot of pucks to the slot, so we had. One of them was slot coverage. One of them was just a simple 3-on-3 where we just didn't identify the man. All simple mistake, but that's all it takes is one mistake and the puck's in the back of the net. And one was a bad line change. So we talked about that today, but we did a lot of good things as well. So you don't want to sit there and dwell on a few of the things you didn't do well.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Eric Martin got the first power play goal for you last night, Tom. He's made a lot of plays this year. How's his game evolved since last year?
You know, the game's getting slower for him. It's slowing down for him, and you can tell that when he has the puck, he's got a lot of poise. And the game is just slowed down for Marty.
Will Magnuson was your extra skater last night. There was a shift that he got late in the third period last night, so that, number one, shows the confidence you have in him. But he seems to have a heck of a shot. Is that the best part of his game?
Well, I think there's a lot of good parts to Will's game, and he's just scratching the surface here as a major college defenseman. But he's tough. He skates well. He's got a good shot. He's strong as an ox. So he does a lot of good things well, and you know, we're playing him again tonight. We really like what we see so far.
You got three assists last night. In fact, all of your assists last night were from defensemen. Do you like the amount of offense you're getting from those guys? And, you know, are you getting enough of that low to high play to involve them?
Well, again, it's going to come. It comes and goes. Offense with defensemen comes and goes. So it's nice to get obviously, production from your defenseman, Schultz, of course. If your defensemen are getting assists, chances are you're scoring a lot too. But again, you just got to take it when you get it, because there's going to be times where it's just more difficult for those guys to generate offense. But last night, you know, the nice stretch pass to Ethan, and then obviously Johns on the power play. You know, he got a shot through, and that allowed Marty on the back door to have a wide open net.
What are some other areas you want to improve on tonight?
Well, we've got a bad disease right now in the second period. We went outshot 12 to 3, or outscored 12 to 3, and that's the elephant in the room right there.